Take a breath. It almost feels like doing so isn't allowed. The information flow is incessant. Much of it is laced in the fear and chaos of this time in human history. Much of it is burdened by living a contrived life of external demands that can strip us from being connected to and feeling hope. What is hope anyway? Isn't hope the perpetuation of life? Can anyone really describe their depth of feelings when new life comes into being? A sprout emerging from the garden isn't just the acceptance that food is growing. The sun coming up over the horizon isn't just another new day born. A bird's egg in a nest isn't just another feathered flyer that will sing in the distant background of days. A stream gurgling down its self-carved path isn't just a pretty scene or a pleasant sound. And a newborn child isn't just a moment of vulnerable cuteness or tenderness. The incessant drive over many, many decades now of overconsumption and focus on the material and artificial world have drawn people's attention from the miracle of life and from hope, with greed, power, separation, and control becoming the predominant byproducts. The resulting mindsets of fear and lack and disconnection from what is deeply meaningful has swung humanity too close to the abyss. And it is palpable. Segregating ourselves as a species, we find ourselves in a rude awakening that amplifies our predicament to the realities in which we are living. We have overfed our egos. As Wayne Dyer says, ego is earth guide only. I like that, earth guide only. We have overfed our egos out of a boundless intrigue of manipulating the resources in this three-dimensional experience we call living on Earth. We have barked in the belief games of us against them. We have judged others to boost our own egos. We live defensively for our self-preservation. We stuff the feelings of grief for all that is crumbling inside and outside of ourselves, leaving us secretly lost in sadness. We travel on crazy trails in our monkey minds, Bhikkhu Panyakara, the monk who initiated and led the walk to Washington, D.C., mentioned this at just about every stop, the monkey mind, all the thoughts jumping around in there, leading us to angst, and oftentimes it can be even worse. We are waking up to the need for change within, to find resonance and coherence as living cohabitants sharing our magnificent, astoundingly amazing home. Whew, it is quite the journey. The struggle of the hero's journey is now effectuating, not just as an individual's hero journey, but at the global, collective level of humanity. It is time for us to be in communion with our fellow humans at this juncture in the road, adopting peace as a true practice. Human history is a story. The course history takes is unfolding not because it is a story written somewhere by someone. It is a story being performed by the characters playing it out. But then, who is writing it? You are the one who writes your own story, yet, without being intentional about writing your own character's traits and participation, is the story yours? Or, by default, is your story being hijacked by something or someone, etching it for you while you live in the mirage of your abandoned thoughts, of your habituated life? Is your story unfolding as you desire it to be? Remove yourself from the story of chaos that so much of humanity has embraced. Know that growth, along with curiosity, can be limited by subterfuge, drowned by paralyzing fear. Know that finding a place of calm renews our sense of safety and frees us to possibilities led by curiosity. I'm going to share a metaphor. It's a riptide. Many of us know what a riptide is. The ocean waves come rolling up on the beach, and in some instances, those waves, slipping back into the ocean, join in a confluence which creates a very strong current. And if you get caught in that current, you could get pulled out to sea. If you fight that current, you will struggle to make your way back into shore, and that's a dangerous place to be. You may not be able to overcome those currents, those forces against you. And if you relinquish, you may be carried out to sea by miles. And then you will be out there, alone, in a large ocean with no landmarks and an inability to find your way back. So how do you get out of a riptide? What you do is you swim parallel to the beach if you get caught in a riptide. When you get out of that riptide current, you find that the waters are calm and your body can calm, your mind can calm, and you can see landmarks. You can regain your bearings and find your way back to the beach safely. We are pushed by fear and fed by curiosity. In the book Attuned, Practicing Interdependence to Heal Our Trauma and Our World, written by Thomas Hubel, he states that the soul is an impulse, an energy of desire and will. Are we, as a species, ready to expand in spirit beyond our cultural norms and human conditioning, attuning to this new cosmological epoch of awareness that is unfolding? Throughout the generations, humanity has gained not just more knowledge, but a more expansive awareness of all that is. This evolution is now lending itself to some researchers saying that science and spirituality are dancing at the edge of convergence. There is a powerful capacity in the human population to bring about significant change if we so choose and dedicate ourselves to peace. We are miracles after all. Isn't that true? As we face so many apparent and real dangers and unknowns collectively, we are being jolted into an opening to find harmony, to satisfy the ache of our interdependent longing for peace. Could it be that we are the mystical change makers required, the soul's impulse, at just the right time for a communal surge into higher consciousness? The power of peace is so much more than we have integrated into our lifelong sojourns. I drove hours to see those monks that walked from Houston, Texas to Washington, D.C. Why did so many do that? What is longed for is what those monks represented. 19 men walking in saffron robes modeled for us, for the world, what we all know to be true, that peace is loving acceptance, that peace is the gentle strength to dissolve our own suffering, that peace is compassionate love in action, that peace is the giving heart of generous kindness. They modeled knowing who they are, their deep convictions, and living their reason for being here. They modeled step by step the impulse of their souls, their energy of desire and will. They modeled what we wish to see in the mirror of ourselves. We are energy particles of the unified field of all that exists, and your energy field is measurable, as is all energy. When you're sad, your energy is low and slow. When you're very happy, you're spirited and vibrant. Energy shapeshifts all the time. Your thoughts influence energy. Your thoughts become things, and this is why you have the capacity to shapeshift your life and contribute to the shapeshifting here on your home planet. You are your own influencer. Do you choose the energy you feed your mind and heart? Does your awareness recognize how this food nourishes your state of well-being? Do you listen, feel, and participate in the impulse of your soul, your energy of desire and will? What would your story be if, going forward, you lived step by step, intentionally present, with an awakened reverence for this crazy experience of living in this ecosystem of all life, on this incredibly beautiful blue marble? I am not suggesting it is an easy task to find your way out of the riptide. Swim, move, find your way out of the riptide of today's chaos in a way that feels right for you. Find your tribe of peace seekers and support each other. I'll just interject that I am beginning peace circles here at the church, and the announcement will be coming soon. Settle, at least for a while, each and every day, to reset your focus, to explore resonance and learn coherence, to choose peace. Peace is not just a thought. Peace is not something given to you. Peace is not the expectation of how others interact with you. Peace is not just a feeling. Peace is the active practice of living in respect, love, kindness, and compassion for all living things, including yourself. If your soul hungers for connection and significance, humanity and inspiration, love and wholeness, you are the one to activate it, because peace is an inner choice as the conduit for its expression in our world. When you use hope as your guide, redirected is your life's storyline. Instead of incidents merging and the craziness of lives diverging from a myopic life of earthfulness, your spirit toward peace-filled interests swings the history pendulum to build a calmer momentum. Invisible energy has all the moves when you are the one to choose. You may be one peace droplet at a time, yet, along with many others combined, believing the power of peace is more, together this energy opens the door to the remarkable, miraculous consequence that perpetuating hope continues life's emergence. Take a moment to take a breath. May peace sit within you and embrace your heart.